Bum 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 bum, the Adai Show, Adai Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adai Show, Adai Show. Bum 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 bum, the Adai Show. Hello, everybody. We're back. It's another beautiful day here in Paradise, Puerto Rico. We are broadcasting and we are doing the Adon Show. I'd like to say hi to all my Adonatics out there. Today we will be talking about anger, how to control it, and what to do when it comes and how to get rid of it. Now, let's be clear and say that anger is not an emotion that is completely useless. Like Jordan Peterson says in the 12 Rules of Life, anger is very, very good to use in times of uncertainty, strife, and danger. Tony Robbins says that he's not trying to get rid of anger, but he's trying to get rid of anger as the first resource and source of a state or an emotion that you resort to when you're going through a tough situation. Now, when you really want to lower this anger that you're feeling, what we are going to do is this. First, we're going to focus on the fact that everybody has the right to disrespect you. You're like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, yeah. Everybody has the right to disrespect you. Everybody has the right to be mean to you. And everybody has the right to hurt you. You can't take away their right and their free will to do whatever they want to do. They could do whatever they want. Are you going to like it? No. Now we have to turn this into... We have to switch the phrase, they don't have the right to do that. We have to switch it to, I prefer for them to treat me right. I would rather like for them to respect me. I would rather like that. And even when you address them, you could tell them, look, I haven't really felt comfortable about saying this and I haven't really wanted to say it, but when you, check this out, when you, I feel, I need. Those are the three magical phrases. When you hurt me and disrespect me, I feel disappointed and hurt and affected emotionally, and I need you to respect me because, and then give a little because when you ask for something and you say because afterwards, psychologically there's more persuasive. So you'll be like, because your relationship, our relationship together and the healthiness of our relationship is really important to me. Bam, 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 bam. You're going to get everything you want. And they most likely will cooperate with you if they're in their five senses, six senses, if they're into their intuition. And you guys developed your third eye, as I told you to, as I suggested for you to do it in the last episode. Now, as I was saying, anger. Let's take care of our anger, guys. So you can stand it. They have the right to disrespect you and disappoint you, and it's not that bad. We have to get rid of these awfulizing, exaggerating, dramatic reactions that we always have to people treating us the way that we don't want to be treated. So it's not that bad. Realize that there are people that are starving in Africa and people in war and people that are in really tough situations, like dying of like terminal diseases and degenerative diseases, and we have it so good. It's interesting, and it's important to note and sit back and get some perspective as to all the wonderful things we have in our life right now, which is what I told you guys about in my first episode in my morning routine, that I always think about, what am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful for my health. And then I ask, what about that makes me grateful? Well, it makes me feel grateful because I am able to live a life that is worthwhile and I live a quality life. Great. And then I ask myself, how does that make me feel? And I say, well, that makes me feel blessed. I feel like I'm a very lucky guy. And you go on like this. And you do it with, what makes me happy? Well, I'm happy because I have my parents in my life to share with me. And what about being with my parents makes me happy? Oh, that they're super cool and fun. And how does that make me feel? It makes me feel very, very warm and safe inside, like I'm always at home. Good. Then we go to what makes me excited. Oh, well, I'm excited for my new concert that I'm going to go sing and I'm going to go enjoy and I'm going to be with my Adonatics and I'm going to share with them. And then I say, what about that concert makes me excited? Oh, well, they're screaming my name and I get to hang out with them backstage afterwards and sign autographs and take pictures at the meet and greet. Okay, and how does that make me feel? Energized, great. Next, now we go to what makes me feel proud. It's like, what am I proud about? Well, I'm proud about all my accomplishments artistically because I've been working. And what about that makes me feel proud? Well, I've been working since I was very, very young for my dream. I knew that I wanted to be an artist. I knew that I wanted to be a singer, actor, dancer, comedian, performer. And I went to school. I went to study at the CEA in Televisa, Centro de Educación Artística. And I learned when I was trained, and I've been following my dream ever since. So I'm proud of that. And what does that make me feel? It makes me feel full inside. And the next part of my morning routine goes to what makes me loved. Who loves me? I say, my mom and dad love me. My aunt and uncle love me. I have many aunts and uncles. My cousins love me. My brother and my sister-in-law love me. My dog loves me. So many people, my Adonatics love me. If I have a special girl in my life, that special girl loves me. Now, when I have that special girl in my life. Guys, come on, instead of saying if, let's say when. Let's be positive. Let's say if you want something, you have to be sure of it. You have to decree it. You say, when I have that special girl, she will be with me to share a path with me. Or when I have that special man, he will be with me to share a path and to build me and to bring me up and to be two full beings contributing to each other. There's, in Spanish, they call it la media naranja, which is like my half orange. It's like, you are my other half orange. And it's like alluding to the fact that like, we're incomplete beings. And it's not true. We are complete beings and we have to find our completeness, at least a path and a journey and a meaning that is somewhere identifiable and compatible with our soulmate on a mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical level so that we'll be able to grow on a common life path with them. Where am I going with this? I'm going with this in the way that I believe that we all have a wonderful destiny awaiting us. We have an incredible amount of people that are waiting to feel our love and feeling what we have to give. And no matter what circumstances we are in or that you're in, there's always something that you can ask yourself. No matter the gravity of the consequences or how hard your situation is, you ask yourself, how can I use this? Tony Robbins in Awaken the Giant Within says, why is this problem great? And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Because he's always interrupting patterns. He says he wants to interrupt patterns. Why is this problem great? You're like, oh, okay, so it's an opportunity. Okay, so someone's disrespecting me. It's like, this is an opportunity for me to grow and to learn compassion and to learn self-control and develop my communication abilities to be able to solve this. Now there are different people, for example, at the office or the workplace, there is a great YouTube channel called Dan O'Connor Communication Training that I exhort all of you to check out. It's wonderful. It teaches you communication tips and how to be a polished, savvy communicator. He's a great guy. I hope to meet Dan soon. Hello, Dan O'Connor, if you're listening, you're the best. So Dan O'Connor talks about, he was the one that taught me when you, I feel, I need, because. And another thing that Dan O'Connor taught me was that there's different types of annoying people. and difficult people, and one of them is called the sniper. So the sniper is always gonna come up to you and say, oh, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that person? Or like, they're asking really, really nosy questions that have nothing to do with them. Like, it's none of their business for them to be asking those questions. And it can even happen with a journalist. As like a celebrity, this is applicable. So like, let's say somebody comes up to you and they say, oh, so what do you think of this person? Or what do you think of that? And you don't wanna answer the question, you could just answer, why would you ask that? You answer with a question. And then most of the time they'll be like, oh, well, I was just curious. And then you'll say with a closed-ended question, are you always this curious? And they're like, eh. And then they just go away and they see that they can't mess with you. And that's what you want. You want to show people, you want to train people how to treat you. You want to train people how to treat you because you can't change them, but you can change how they treat you. Now, I've been studying a lot of interviews of celebrities that have gone wild and then have gotten lost their control and lost their cool, like really awkward interviews where they are being put in really difficult situations and positions that they're uncomfortable with. And one thing that I learned was that, I mean, in my training for Mexican dynasties, they taught me that if there's something that you feel uncomfortable talking about, there's nothing wrong with saying to the press, I don't feel comfortable talking about that, or talk to my Bravo representative, or you could say, I'll get back to you second season, or I'll get back to you later, or you could possibly say to a friend or something, like if they're like asking you a question that's just out of line, you say, what kind of silliness has someone told you for you to ask me that question? So these are good ways to handle the snipers, guys. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is the fact that we have the ability to manifest our reality. I was talking about The Secret and Rhonda Byrne in our last episode. And Rhonda Byrne really influenced me. The Secret was one of the first spiritual books that I read that initiated me onto this journey of self-discovery and self-empowerment. And The Secret is definitely worth reading. I exhort you guys to read The Secret as well. And check out the movie. It's a little synthesis. It's a little shorter version. But basically it says this. It talks about how we, with our minds, can manifest what we want to manifest. And it's not like I think this and automatically it just appears. But it is that you are creating an absolute certainty that you are going to achieve your goals by mentally putting you there, feeling it, seeing it, hearing it, smelling it, tasting it, like twice a day at least. And this creates just neuron pathways to start shooting chemically through your body and to start genetically and energetically attracting all the situations and circumstances and people that you need in your life to be able to accomplish your dreams and goals. So The Secret is awesome. Another really good book that I could exhort you guys to read is Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now, which was another book that was at the beginning of my path that I really, really enjoyed. I talked about in our last episode about the pain body. So when you observe the pain body, it's a little spot in the body that you are feeling like stuck. You observe it and it dissipates. And what does this say about attention? It says that wherever you put your attention is where your chi is going to go. I already talked about this in the last episode, so I'm not going to talk about it again. But what I'm trying to say is that when I do my exercise every night of putting my mind to something, not only do I focus and increase the intensity of the emotions of the positive memories I have and the positive experiences I want to have, but I also am alluding to Viktor Frankl's Man in Search for Meaning logotherapy, which was something that I learned that was very interesting in the book, which was that there's something called paradoxical intention. And paradoxical intention is when you are afraid of something and you don't want something to happen, instead of saying, oh, don't choke, don't screw up, don't mess up, don't fall, don't stutter, you actually say, I want to stutter. I'm going to stutter on purpose. I'm going to mess up on purpose. And the second you say that, your brain like hot wires and you automatically go like, and you get this super objective disconnect from your emotions that the complete opposite happens. For example, there was a kid that was had a stutter, a terrible stutter, and he got in trouble with the cops one time, and he told himself, oh my God, so I'm gonna stutter to the cops so that they could feel bad about me. And he says that he tried to stutter with the cops there and he spoke perfectly fine. And this is proof that paradoxical intention is a real thing and it really works. So that's what I love. I love logotherapy. I love Viktor Frankl. I love everything he has to say about finding meaning. most of my episodes have been emphasizing a life of meaning, because that is really, even what Jordan Peterson says, something really interesting that he says in the 12 Rules for Life is that finding meaning is more important than finding happiness. And I'm like, whoa, Jordan Peterson, you're blowing my mind. It's not just about happiness. Because I was reading the Dalai Lama's book, The Art of Happiness, and that's all he's talking about. So I get that meaning might be essential to... I think meaning is absolutely essential to finding purpose in your life. And I wouldn't say that meaning is more important than happiness. I hope I'm not putting words in Jordan Peterson's mouth, because he's one of my idols. And we'll talk more about him in the other episodes. And jumping back to The Art of Happiness, I was remembering that in one of the chapters, the Dalai Lama says that people that are in relationships are more happy typically than people out of relationships. I know it's a vast generalization, because I know that many people are like playboys and playgirls, and they're out there playing the field and they don't like to be in relationships. But let me just ask a question. When I used to be a playboy and I used to be playing the field, which I was always honest with women, I always told them from the very beginning, I can't be in a relationship. I don't want a girlfriend, I don't want to get married, I don't want to have kids. Take me or leave me, we're just gonna, I can only be for fun. Very beginning. And the girls that were up for it, were up for it, and the girls that weren't, weren't. But I realized that there was some sort of void missing. Because if you spread yourself too thin and try, because you only have a certain amount of hours in the day to spend with somebody and your work and your organization. And if you're always dispersing your energy to so many women or to so many men, you're kind of like not profoundly arriving to a deeper bond and connection beyond the surface, beyond the superficialness. So it's nice. I think it's nice for us to find somebody and settle down and obviously, before you get married, accomplish all your dreams. Honestly, I think getting married is for when you want to have kids. If you're not going to have kids, why are you going to get married? Relationships can be perfect. Another psychological study said, I don't know where it's from, but it said that this is kind of controversial. A woman got really mad at me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyways just to see what you guys think. You guys can comment. It says that the happiest moment in a couple's life is the moment between the time they get married and the time they have the first kid. All you parents out there might have mixed opinions, but I'd love to know what you guys think. Send me a little voice message. Send me a DM in my Instagram. Tell me what you guys think about that. Anyways, we have come to a finale of the Adon Show. It's been wonderful, marvelous, spectacular, an honor and a joy to express all my concepts, beliefs, values, opinions, and feelings about life, about destiny, about philosophy, psychology, spirituality, and self-empowerment. That's my mission here, not only to sing, not only to dance, not only to make you laugh, but to empower you and to share the light, share the love, and share the joy that I have found in my life through Tony Robbins, Jordan Peterson, Domingo Ruiz, Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer, Paramahansa Yogananda, Leo Lowndes, among others, and of course, Viktor Frankl. So, one thing that I'd love is to exhort all of my Adonatics, this young generation, read, guys. If you don't want to read, listen to podcasts, check out YouTube videos. The statistics say that YouTube is a bigger percentage of men that watch it. But I don't know. Let's bring up the women. Let's get more people watching these podcasts. Let's spread it out. I love women. I love equal rights. I love feminine rights. I love LGBT rights. I love treating people by the pronoun that they want to be called. I will call you by your pronoun, and I will respect you in your gender identity and fluidity, and I love the LGBT community. I lived in LA and I hung out in WeHo for quite a while, so I have many friends in the gay community. And a person on my Instagram came up to me and they said, are you gay? And I said, oh my God, thank you. That's like such a compliment, because so many people have changed the world. So many gay people have changed the world in fashion, in architecture, in art, in business, in finance, in art, as singers, as actors. I say, thank you. That's a great compliment. No, I'm straight. I like women, but I appreciate that comment. And I have a lot of gay friends, and I love the LGBT community. So, you know, I think it's important for us to be politically correct and use the right terminology and be diplomatic. But not only be diplomatic because you have to be diplomatic, but be diplomatic because you really identify and you feel within your heart to do the right thing. Anyways, that is all for today for the Adan Show. I love you all, and thank you for tuning in to the bim 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 the Adan Show. Adan Show. Bim 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 the Adan Show. Adan Show. Bim 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 the Adan Show. Adan Show. Bim 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 the Adan Show. Thank you. Stay classy. Bye bye.